I know we didn't pair. I know we didn't title it, Alex, because what happened was when we went back, pain right in the ass. Anyways, we'll be right back.
Yeah. Build the wall, it just got 10 feet higher. Build the wall, it just got 10 feet strong. Build the wall, it just got 10 feet higher. And build and build and build and just build the wall. My daddy keeps winning. Got the nomination, yeah, that's just the beginning. I just wanna make America great. I just wanna have a Trump take on my plate. Making history again, cause my daddy keeps winning. Got the nomination, yeah, that's just the beginning. Build the wall, it just got 10 feet higher. Build the wall, it just got 10 feet strong. Build the wall, it just got 10 feet higher and build and build and build and just build the wall. Oh, just build the wall. Oh, I just wanna make America great. I just wanna have a Trump take on my plate. Making history again, cause my daddy keeps winning. The nomination, yeah, that's just the beginning. I just wanna make America great. I just wanna have a Trump take on my plate. Making history again, cause my daddy keeps winning. Got the nomination, yeah, that's just the beginning. Build the wall, it just got 10 feet higher. Build the wall, it just got 10 feet strong. Build the wall, it just got 10 feet higher. And build and build and build and just the world.
Make America great again. All right. How's that? How's that? Is that good? Damn, thing's gonna fall. Because the weight of the, All right. I know, it's a little tilted. It will get better with time. All right, thank you. These are the good fans. All right, these are the good fans. These are the good listeners. The ones that, that helped me out, okay? They tell me what we got to do to fix things. they're not a-holes. Like I had that one person that goes, "Do you understand what because I said literally, and they went, "It's literally a-holes." All right, so let's talk about Kirkpatrick. I know I say the name wrong. It's Kaepernick. My girlfriend was saying that. My girlfriend's a huge football fan, believe it or not. Huge football fan. So she says, "It's Kaepernick. Get the name right. It's Kaepernick." I'm like, okay. It's Kaepernick. So here's the big controversy. He don't want to stand during the national anthem. Now, first off, something that's not really being reported, and just put it in the back of your brain just a little. Something that nobody's really talking about is the fact that, you know, he just recently converted to Islam. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not being conspiratorial. But he's dating a girl right now. I think she's a New York DJ who's a Muslim, and he converted to Islam. Nobody's really talking about it. because it kind of throws a little monkey wrench into this entire debate. But yeah, you know, the guy's gotten a little radical in the past year or so. And I know people, well, I shouldn't say people, some conservatives have pointed this out, but about a year or so ago, he took a shot on the field. Took a cheap shot, what he considered a cheap shot. And when he was on the ground, he called the player who gave him the cheap shot a N-word. You know, because we're not allowed to say, you know, N. You know, we're not allowed to say nigger. Not allowed to say that. So even in the context of a story, you're not allowed to say that. You have to, you know, the N-word, like we're 6 years old. But think about it. He's talking about racism. He's talking about the way black folk are treated. And here he's calling somebody the N-word. Okay, but let's put that to the left. Let's put that to the left, okay? Put to the left that he just converted to Islam. Let's put that to the left. And let's put to the left that he's not the quarterback that he was a few years ago. Remember when it was a big deal? Remember it was him and the kid from Seattle. What the hell is the kid from Seattle's name? Russell Wilson. Remember it was them two? In all of the ads, whether it was for Beats or it was for Madden or whatever it was, they were the it guys. And then Kaepernick kind of crapped the bed. But put all that to the left. Put the conversion to Islam to the left. Put the girlfriend to the left. It seems like it always starts with the girl. You know, it always seems like it starts with the girl. San Bernardino, who was radicalized, the American. Now, I think the girls from America too, but ultimately, the women seem to radicalize the guy. But isn't that how it always is? Isn't it how it always is? Don't you always do stupid stuff for the woman? I mean, I'm not, yeah, listen, I've never blown myself up or, you know, done anything that radical, but I've definitely worn my hair in a different way. I've definitely worn clothes that I went back and looked at and went, oh my God, what the hell did I wear that for? Oh, well, you know, Jennifer liked it. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. All right. So we've all definitely done things for the woman. That's how it starts. The woman says, yeah, F America. F it. Don't, you know, you shouldn't you stand up for the national anthem. That'll show everybody. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, jeez. Yeah. Tell your white mom and your white dad who adopted you because you were abandoned as a little baby. Tell them, F them. Okay. Okay, so put all that to the left because I have a different take on this whole thing. Now, remember what we talked about last week. Remember how we broke down the fact that the left is beside themselves because Trump is trying to reach out to the black voters. Now, let's be clear. No one, absolutely no one thinks all of a sudden All the black folk in America are going to vote for Trump. Please. Nobody's saying that. You know, the other take is, well, your suburban white women will see this outreach and they'll go, okay, he's not a racist. He's not a Klan member. I'll vote for him. That's one take. I don't necessarily believe that. I mean, that might happen, but I don't believe that's the reason. I don't believe that's the rationale. I do believe at the end of the day, Trump can get between 20 and 25%. I do believe that. Depending on what poll you believe, oh, he's at 0%, he's at 10%, he's at 15%, he's at negative 0%. But I do believe he can get anywhere between 20 and 30. Now, one of my people said to me 50%. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's obvious that in the political world, especially on the left, they do believe that also, or they wouldn't be freaking out, like freaking out. I mean, they are freaking out. And when you see the left stepping on their own message, and that message has been going on for over 8, 9, 10 years, and that message has been going on strong, you know they're freaking out. And that message being, black people are oppressed. Black people are treated worse than ever before. The black communities are full of violence. Their schools are bad. There's systemic racism. Hollywood, sports, the theater. Nowhere in America does the black man, the black woman, the black child have it good. They've been telling us this. They've been telling us this. White privilege. White privilege. We've been hearing this for 7.5 years. Since Obama's been president, we've been hearing about how horrible black folk have it. How horrible. I mean, literally horrible. Remember, we talked about this. You have comedians making skits about how great it is to be white. Louis C.K. does a huge bit about this. So we've been constantly told by the left, whenever a black person is killed by a cop, you have Don Lemon going on CNN talking about how even he acts a different way around police. Don Lemon! Even he acts... Remember, we talked about the time... It was only, I don't know, a month ago, and Don Lemon was bringing up an example of how his white friends talk to police officers versus how he talks to police officers, as if his white friends are like, hey, what's up, pig? What's like, who does he hang out with? But anyways, we've been constantly told this. Been constantly told the schools are the way they are because no one cares about the cities where black folk live. Nobody cares. So this message has been going on. So no one, because Republicans, I mean, take Trump out of it. Trump really isn't, he's a different breed. All, how I explained it to Catherine. Other politicians, other Republicans don't want to say the things Donald Trump is saying. And I'm not talking about some of the over-the-top stuff. I'm not, you know, one of those Trump supporters that are like, oh, he could do no wrong. No, no, look. There are some things where I go, oh, Jesus. But for the most part, the things that he says, like, hey, what have the Democrats done for you in the last 7.5 years? Hey, those things are things no Republican will say. And like I explained to Catherine, because they're all career politicians, meaning their career is the Senate. Their career is the House. That's their career. And they're never going to do anything that will get the press, because it's all about the press. It really has nothing to do with the voter. Ultimately, the voter makes a decision, but the press tells that voter, this is how you got to vote. Because if you vote this way or you vote that way, if you vote for this person or that person, you're a racist or you're a good guy or you're a bigot or whatever. So ultimately, every single one of these politicians are not going to do something that can be seen as edgy and that can get the press to lose their mind over. Because, yes, ultimately, the goal is to become president of the United States. And if you say this or you say that, you don't have a job. I mean, look at McCain. The guy is, what is he, 80 years old? Seriously, what is the guy, 80 years old? Or almost 80? Running for his fifth term or sixth term, something ridiculous. So again, nobody says these things. Now, you'll hear this stuff on talk radio. You'll hear this stuff on conservative outlets. You'll hear people like Sean Hannity talk about, you know, welfare and food stamps and how high unemployment is for the black community and all this is going on under a black president. But you never hear a politician say this. You never hear a Republican politician say this. And the Democrats know it. The Democrats own this. The Democrats own this because they own the media. So the Republicans have to sit there. It's like they're in a dom club where they're roped and tied and they're just getting flogged by Dems. Yes, can I have another? Can I have another? Thank you. Can I have another? Look at all the major cities where you have all the activity involving black folk and crime and poverty and riots and police shootings. They're all controlled by Democrats. They're all controlled by Democrats. And you never hear anybody in the media talk about that. You never hear anybody in the media talk about that. You hear it from the right. You might click on Breitbart and read stories about it, but that's it. And remember, if it's not reported by the media, if it's not reported by CNN, if it's not reported by NBC, if it's not reported by ABC, if it's not reported by MSNBC, then it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. Because that's how most people get their information. Only the really, 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 really informed voter, informed citizen, goes all the websites, goes to all the different Twitter feeds, goes to all the different news sites. And then they make an informed decision. But that's far and few between. Let's face it, that's far and few between. So if it doesn't happen on ABC and CNN and so forth and so on, then it doesn't exist. So if they don't report
on all these issues that are going on in these cities controlled by Democrats, then everything's hunky-dory. You know, when you hear people talk about Chicago, nobody brings up the fact that Rahm Emanuel is the mayor. I mean, it's really downplayed. That guy's been an intricate part of the last two Democrat administrations, Clinton and Obama. So they downplay it. Remember that shooting that happened and Rahm was in Cuba? It was downplayed. If that was a Republican, they'd have been ran out of town. They've been ran out of town. Look what's going on with the, the Maine governor, LePage, because he did that screaming rant on someone's voicemail. Granted, he sounded kooky. He sounded crazy. And yes, he said some other kooky and crazy things. I'm not denying that. But it's not a war zone up there. It's not a war zone. People aren't shooting each other every day. And they want him to resign. They want him out for saying stupid stuff. Rahm Emanuel, what are you kidding me? If Hillary Clinton gets elected, mark my words, Rahm will somehow find his way back in that administration. He somehow will find his way somewhere in that administration in a big job. So, reverse and get back to Kaepernick and even Beyonce. You all seen the Beyonce, well, I don't know if you all seen it, but she did like this whole Black Lives Matter, black people are getting the raw deal. We're being shot in the streets. It's pandemonium. Bad time for black folk. Horrible time. You got the above shot, the above camera shot showing people dressed as angels getting shot and the blood coming from the floor. By the way, that was stolen from Metallica, but not the angels in this, but the whole floor and the colors and stuff. Metallica did that years ago anyways, but I digress. So you've got that going on, okay? Right? Okay. Now, the left is freaking out because no Republican ever brings up what Donald Trump is bringing up, which is, hey, all you black folk, what do you got to lose? You've been voting for Democrats year after year, and what do you have to show for it? What do you have to show for it? You got nothing except poverty, crime, police brutality. You name it. Matter of fact, just listen to Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Don Lemon, every opinion writer in the Washington Times, New York Post, whatever. MTV, football, I mean, you name it. Hollywood, questioning executives at CBS. Why aren't there any new black leads in your shows? That's racism, 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 And now, because people are listening, because black folk are listening, again, I'm not saying Trump is going to get 90% black folk to vote for him, but because now this is making the news and the media has to report on it, you have Don Lemon, and I watched it Friday, and other black pundits saying, hey, the black community is not what Donald Trump says. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Come again? The black community is not what Donald Trump says it is. Black community is not what Donald Trump says it is. It's an insult for Donald Trump to say the things that he says. It's an insult. You have Charles Blow saying, it's an insult for what he's saying. I watched Don Lemon go, I don't know what Donald Trump was talking about. I live in Harlem. I live in a nice building in Harlem. People are well-educated. I don't know what community Donald Trump is talking about. What? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Before Donald Trump, you and Charles Blow and Eugene Robinson and every other activist have been saying that the black community has got it worse than any other community going today. At this time, the worst. The worst. No jobs. Education system sucks. Can't even get a gig in Hollywood. The list goes on and on. Hell, Colin Kaepernick. Think about this. Here's this guy. So if you take the Muslim aspect out, okay? Take the Muslim aspect out. Take the Muslim aspect. Put it over there. Here's Colin Kaepernick risking everything. Risking everything. His career, money, you name it. Just the aggravation of getting his stones busted. Here's this guy. Risking everything because he says black people are oppressed. Not little pockets, like now Don Lemon says and Eugene Robinson say. Not just tiny little pockets, but Colin Kaepernick is saying, hey, I'm not going to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance until all the injustices are over, until black people have what they got covered. So wait a minute. And you have Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and all sorts of other people sticking up for Collar Jack saying, yeah, he's right. He's right. He's right. Look at all these injustices. And then you got Beyonce. Then you got Beyonce doing an entire 20-minute show. 20-minute show at the VMAs. Boom, people getting shot on stage. Bullets, Michael Brown. You got... But they're small pockets. They're tiny little pockets. Remember Eugene Robinson's article in the Washington Post last week? Remember we talked about it? Eugene Robinson said, for the most part, the majority of black people live middle-class, comfortable lives. What? Wait a minute. Time out. Hold on. Wait a minute. Prior to Donald Trump, black folk got it bad. Ask Kaepernick. Ask Beyonce. Ask Al Sharpton. Ask everybody that talks about the black community. But Trump starts saying to the black community, guys, you're right. You got it crappy. You do. You got it crappy. Wow, do you got it crappy. Madone, you got it horrible. And you know who's been the president? You know who's president? Barack Hussein Obama. You know who's the mayor? You know who the mayors are in all of these cities? Democrats. Yes. Yes, you guys are right. And now all of a sudden the left, the Eugene Robinsons, the Al Sharptons, the Don Lemons, they're like, oh no, He's not supposed to be saying this. Well, wait a minute. Oh, and we're covering it because he's a presidential candidate. We normally don't talk. Oh, no. Uh-oh. The black folk are going to get hep. They're going to wise up. They're going to say, hey, this white dude with the funny hair, he is right. He's right. And then they really lost their mind when Dwayne Wade's cousin got shot. And remember, prior to that, what did Trump say? Vote for me. I'm going to make sure the streets are safe. I'm going to make sure when you're walking down that street, you don't get shot. And everybody went, oh, my God. Oh, my God. How could he say that? And what happens a week later? Dwayne Wade's cousin's walking down the street. She gets shot. And the left's like, no, no, this can't be happening. So the left tries to have it both ways. And that's really what I get out of Kaepernick and Beyonce, which is, we are doing this because black folk got it bad in America. Black folk got it bad. And they're stepping on the message that Don Lemon and Eugene Robinson and Charles Blow are trying to spin back, which is, no. The black community's got it good. When Donald Trump says these things, he's disparaging and making stereotypes. Wait a minute. So if that's what he's doing and the black community's got it so good, then what's Beyonce and Kaepernick, what are they doing? So they're making a big what to do about a very tiny minority. Then Charles Blow, then Don Lemon. Why aren't you guys going after Beyonce for overhyping the problems in the black community? Come on, guys. You can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. Come on. You can't have it both ways. You can't, for the past 7 years, tell everybody how the black community's got it tough, got it bad. They're oppressed. They got crap. They are they are nothing. And we've got to work harder. Matter of fact, we got to come up with all sorts of new names and all sorts of whatever to combat this. We got to Black Lives Matter. We got to do the whole thing. And then when Trump comes along and points out to everybody and forces the media to cover it, which is, but the Democrats have been in charge this whole time. you guys should be going after the Democrats. Has nothing to do with Republicans. They've been the putzes in the in Congress for 7.5 years. Obama's gotten everything. Healthcare, dudes with boobs going to bathrooms. Massive debt. Terrorists just flooding into the country. I'm sorry, when I say flooding, you can't say that. Flooding, it's only been a handful. That's not flooding. Okay. Whatever. They've gotten everything. They've gotten everything. But the one thing they didn't get was to help the black community. Was to help the black community. And the Democrats haven't. Obama hasn't. They haven't. They absolutely haven't. You could blame Republicans all you want, but they haven't been in charge. Always remember this. The Democrats, for the first 2 years, controlled every aspect of the government. Every aspect. They could have put in place assault weapons ban. They could have done that. They could have done that. They could have done that, but they didn't. They absolutely didn't. They didn't. They could have passed immigration reform. They didn't. They controlled everything. And instead, what did they do? They passed a health bill, Obamacare, which we talked about on this show months ago. It's a scam. It's falling apart. And basically, it's going to be non-existent when Obama's done and out of the White House. So it was basically an assault weapons bill, like the one Bill Clinton passed, that says in 10 years, the bill will be no more. It's the same thing. Obama passed this Health Care Act. And basically the agreement was, listen, guys, this is going to help me get reelected. This is going to help my legacy. I don't care what happens once I'm gone, but just make it last. So they basically said, okay, we'll do it for 8 years. That's it. That was it. That was it. It was a scam. Scam. So for 7.5 years, Republicans and sat back and said, okay, you get everything. Because they have no spine. McCain has no spine. Lindsey Graham, come on. Lindsey Graham, 70-year-old single man, lives with his sister, no kids. Really? Come on. Afraid to come out of the closet. So they have done nothing for black folk. Trump points it out. And you got every black pundit losing their mind, saying the black community is fine. The black community is not what Trump says. But then you got Beyonce. You got Kaepernick, Dwayne Wade's cousin. You got all these things happening. And it's hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Because Democrats don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. They literally don't know what to do. They absolutely don't know what to do. They've never had this happen to them before, because Republicans are gutless, spineless douchebags. They really are. And I hate the fact that I have to align myself with them, but I find myself more having in common with the douchebags than I do with the extreme left. But it's amusing as hell to watch what is going on. I mean, they're talking about the American flag being this representation of slavery, and it says the thing, and what? Guys, wait a minute. Wait, now, oh my God. I'm telling you, to watch them spin and maneuver and do what they're doing, it's hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. And they don't know what the hell is going on. They don't know what the hell is going on. And I said it from the beginning. When we were talking about this stuff on this show months and months and months ago, I said Republicans, and of course, that being Trump, they needed to court the black vote. And courting it by just saying, guys, what have Democrats done for you? Forget the Latino vote. Forget that. It's always been a myth. Like I said, The Democrats, it's almost like in the back. It's almost like the head of the Democrats, the head of the Republicans, it's almost like they made a deal. And they're like, okay, this group is yours, we won't go after that group. This group is yours, we won't go after that group. This issue is yours, we'll share that issue. All right, but here's what we'll do. We'll compete for Latinos. How's that? And they went, okay. We'll compete for Latinos. Like I said on this show before, that's a vote. That doesn't matter. I mean, it really doesn't matter. It absolutely doesn't matter. If you look at the states that have the heavy Latino population, or as some of my friends say, Latino population, you're talking about California. You're talking about Texas. That's it. That's all you're talking about. I mean, sure, you have a few scattered here, a few scattered there. But for the most part, you're talking about California and you're talking about Texas. You're not talking about Ohio. You're not talking about Pennsylvania. You're not talking about Michigan. You're not talking about these areas. I see someone say Florida. Nah. Cubans, Puerto Ricans, they're different. They're absolutely different. Absolutely different. Absolutely different. So somehow the Republicans got bamboozled by the Democrats into believing, and I'm not sure, maybe if it wasn't the fantasy of the George Bush presidency, where he beat Al Gore and he had, I don't know, 40% of the Latino vote. So in turn, that was, validation. I don't exactly know what the mindset was, because really, if you want to be technical, Bush lost. I mean, if you really want to be technical, Bush lost. He won because Democrats then, I say then because they're not now, then were spineless. They were as spineless as Republicans are today. But back then, the Republicans had the Cajones. They had the Cajuns. Listen, if you had hanging chads and you had everything that went on in Florida, you had Roger Stone, part of, think about it. If the roles were reversed, Republicans would never have, the Republicans would have stormed that White House. The Republicans would have stormed that White House. They would have stormed, but regardless. If you want to be technical, yes, I know the Electoral College, popular vote. I'm not that much of a retard. But the whole Latino thing is not a reason to abandon the black vote, which is in the areas that you need to actually win. And to focus on a vote that's basically all in California and all in Texas. Even when they bring up Nevada, or Nevada, depending on what poll you believe, Trump is up in Nevada. And they say that shouldn't be happening because of the huge Latino community. So, out of the gate, said it months ago, Republicans, Trump should be going for the black vote. Before Trump, they should have been going for the black vote. End of story. End of story. Now, maybe it won't happen now. Maybe it won't. Maybe Trump will lose. But if we learn anything, if we learn anything from this, that will be Republicans need to get the black vote. Republicans need to say to the black community, hey, look what you got. Look what you got. And it's nothing. And they need to do a better pushback on voter ID laws. Because this whole concept of voter ID laws being against black people is ridiculous. But of course, because the media is controlled by Democrats, that's all that gets pushed. It's all that gets pushed. It's all that gets pushed. Whether it's Chris Matthews or Rachel Maddow. Oh, voter ID, that hurts black people. Black people, that's specifically to hurt black people. What the hell is the Dakota Access Pipeline? What the hell is the Dakota Access Pipeline? If someone could tell me what the Dakota Access Pipeline is, I'll talk about it! What's the Dakota Access Pipeline? Never heard about it. Our country's water's gonna be contaminated. It's already contaminated. Drink bottled water. And when you shower, close your mouth. Oh, God. Oh, you guys are killing me. You guys are killing me. Anyways, it's fun to watch the Democrats lose their minds and fret over the Trump outreach. And that's what's going on. So, yes, you know what? We're done with this segment. We're going to talk about the Dakota Pipeline. We're going to talk about the Dakota Pipeline. Listen to me. Send me the information about the Dakota Pipeline, okay? It's a pipeline they want to put in Dakota and Louisiana. All right. Send me the information. Not just, it's a pipeline. I need to know more about it. What's happening? What contaminants are going in there? All right, you guys. It's Rob Zicari. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Don't forget to follow us on the website, therobzicarishow.com. You could also follow us at zerofilter.com. Go there, okay? And you guys, I think, will enjoy what we have going on. Maybe not. Maybe you'll say I suck and you'll just go listen to Mark Levin, where he'll talk about the Constitution. Crude oil. Okay, it's crude oil. They're telling me the Dakota Pipeline is about crude oil. I know, but I can't do a I can't do a bit. You gotta like send me an article. Email rzblack@yahoo.com. If any of you guys want to email, you can hit me up. It's rzblack@yahoo.com. You guys are the best. Listen, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss the media. We're going to discuss CNN. And we're going to discuss everything that's going on as we speak. So don't go away. We'll be right back. Okay? We'll be right back.
Build a wall of truth. got 10 feet higher. Yeah. Build the wall, it just got 10 feet strong. Build the wall, it just got 10 feet higher. And build and build and build and just build the wall.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Rob Zicari Show. I'm kind of digging the, kind of digging the Periscope thing. We got it going good today. We got it good today. You guys have been, come on now. Oh my God. All right, we're back, you guys. I'm kinda digging the Periscope thing. It's kinda been alright today. I'm like, wow. It's all good. All right, so we're back. Those of you who want to listen to the radio or us on the radio, it's not Periscope. You can find us on Spreaker. That's where we are, on Spreaker. So go check us out on Spreaker. And you can listen to past shows. If you like this show, I don't know, maybe you like it. Maybe you don't. Maybe you do. I'm not real sure. But if you do, you can check out past shows and listen to other bits that we've done. And if it's good, then you could join. If not, I don't know. You write a comment and say we suck. All right, so let's talk about CNN. And we talked about this earlier. I know. Rob, we already know. The media's in the tank for the Dems. The media's in the tank for Hillary. But listen, real quick, just real quick. Well, the fact that CNN would talk about a Trump tweet and scrub what he said in the tweet is pretty incredible. So it's not the bias, because we know that, and it's not the fact that Stephanopoulos and the rest of the crew are all Democrats. But it's scrubbing a tweet. That's the incredible thing. So over the weekend, Trump put out a tweet that said, "I think that both candidates, Crooked Hillary and myself, should release detailed medical records. I have no problem in doing so, Hillary." The question mark. So, of course, CNN, and it's funny how CNN and MSNBC, because I seen this on Rachel Maddow's show last night, not this scrubbing of the tweet, but the whole questioning the doctor that gave Trump the, he's in excellent health, he's, you know, amazingly good, whatever the hell it was. And the fact that they're bringing up the whole medical thing as hard as they're doing is kind of bizarre, because it definitely puts a spotlight on Hillary. It definitely puts a spotlight on Hillary. And if you believe or you don't believe, whatever, on all the rumors, you know, seizures and catheters and all of that stuff, let's say it's all rumors. Let's say it's all BS. There's definitely something going on with the coughing fits. There's definitely something going on with her uncontrollable coughing. Take the catheter bag aside. Take the colostomy bag aside. Take the big giant Coke bottle glasses. Put all that aside. When you're just having a conversation, hey, how you doing? And you're coughing and gagging like you got COPD or miliothyminosis. Or you got tuberculosis. Something's going on. So for them, I get it. They're trying to deflect Trump talking about Hillary's health and stamina by turning it on Trump and his doctor and the fact that they don't really have a real doctor's letter. I get it, but it still shines that spotlight on Hillary. And when you see everything that's going on as far as the cover-up, and there definitely is a cover-up as far as Hillary's health. Dr. Drew got fired, and when people say maybe he just got fired because he sucks, please. Please, they didn't just out of the blue discover that he sucks. That's not something you just discover out of the blue. And you definitely don't discover it out of the blue after he goes on the air and says, yeah, I think there's something wrong with Hillary. Definitely something wrong. I mean, that was instant firing. Instant firing. Because people actually look at him as knowing something. You know, those low information voters, they listen to him on Love Lines. I'm pretty sure you all get Love Lines. We get it out here at LA. I think it's on at 10 or 11 o'clock at night. People are like, yeah, Dr. Drew, my penis doesn't work right. It's funny shaped. And I got this thing growing on my shaft. And he's like, well, describe to me what the thing looks like. What does it look like?
Well, it kind of looks like a cauliflower that's tan.
Oh, I mean, people listen to him. A few million people listen to him. So when he goes, oh, I think something's wrong, you're fired, gone. You don't just go, oh, he sucks. And that's CNN. The same CNN that when, I don't know, was it Anderson Cooper or Jim Sciutto? Because remember, last week and the week before, everybody went on break. I don't know why. I didn't know, like, it's the universal vacation for all of these people. Because everybody's been on break. Well, alternating. But Blitzer was off, and we had to look at, what's her name? Keeler. And then I think Tapper was off, and we had to look at Sciutto. O'Reilly was off, and we had to look at, I think, Eric Bolling. And then for a period of time, Kelly was off, and then we had to look at some other chick, some other hot chick. So I think it was Sciutto. But they started talking about the Hillary health issue and Donald Trump tweeting. So then they put up Trump's tweet, and it was different. And the tweet said, "I think that both candidates, Hillary and myself, should release detailed medical records. I have no problem in doing so, Hillary." Wow. They took out the word crooked. They took out the word crooked. That's amazing. That's amazing. What did I say months ago? What did I say months ago? This election cycle, again, rather Trump wins, rather Trump loses, he has flushed so many people out. He has flushed so many news or I don't even want to call them news, opinion programs out. Because remember, you used to be able to say, when you hear Republicans talk about the corrupt media and liberal media, that's just a talking point for them. That's just a talk. That's not that. And Trump flushed these people out. They were flushed out. They were flushed out. There's so many instances of the media being in the tank for the Dems, being controlled by Dems. I mean, remember what happened with the NBC president? Remember his Facebook post? It was about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, talking about Trump being deranged and a madman. It's the guy who controls NBC. He's the guy that gives the marching orders to Seth Meyers, who devotes at least 20 minutes a night to bashing Trump. Minimal 20 minutes a night. He gives the marching orders to Lauren Michaels in Saturday Night Live to do bits where they show people making Ku Klux Klan outfits and Nazi uniforms and saying, "I'm for Trump. I'm a Republican." Never, ever has not just the media, but entertainment become so over the top political. Again, yeah, Leno, Letterman, Carson, they all did it. But it was a little joke here, a little joke there, and it was the monologue. That's all. It was like that first 10-minute monologue. That's it. That's all it was. It was that first monologue. Now, it's the whole show. It's the whole show. Colbert, it's the whole show. Donald Trump has flushed every single one of these networks out. So no longer can anybody, go, oh, that's just something Republicans say. That's just some BS that Republicans say to get out of things. No. Not when CNN is scrubbing a tweet. I mean, that's amazing. When CNN is doing a story about Trump and about Hillary's health and about something Trump is tweeting, and they take out something that's in the tweet, that's almost disqualifying. But seriously, almost disqualifying. If that was, man, I'm just trying to think of examples when people have done similar things, and it's like a rain of hellfire on that newspaper or magazine or network. I mean, that's just amazing. It really is amazing. And that's CNN. That's CNN. And it's, let me throw this out there, too. I was reading a thing on Fox. Was it Fox? Or it might have been Breitbart. And what's the thing that I always say about CNN? What's the thing that I always say about CNN and the not left, not right that they're supposed to be? Being in airports. And that pollster, he's that real creepy looking guy, that Pat Cadell, I think, Cadell. He's real creepy. He's all hunched over like this. Almost looks like he's got one wonky eye. I mean, definitely, he's not handsome, okay? He's not handsome. Hey, Karl Rove might be a better looking dude than him, okay? Karl Rove might be. And Karl Rove is pretty hideous. Karl Rove looks like a beat up old doll. You know, like a, you know, them dolls and the hair, it's like all ripped out and there's just little wispy pieces. That's Karl Rove. This guy is uglier than Karl Rove. Okay? This guy makes Sally Cohn from CNN look attractive. And that's tough. Okay? And that's tough. But he did a whole little piece on how CNN is viewed as a Hillary shill, a Democrat mouthpiece. And he brought up the whole airport thing. I was like, wow, this son of a bitch must be listening to the show. This son of a bitch must be listening to the show. This is the thing that I got into an argument with my father about 3 weeks ago when I was trying to explain to him the whole extreme left takeover. And he couldn't understand. I remember the guy's 78, 79 years old, but he couldn't understand what it all meant when I said, Dad, they're in airports. They're in every single airport in America. So when you're sitting in an airport and CNN is doing a story on refugees, and they're interviewing refugees, and those refugees happen to be 19, 20-year-old girls, who are talking about just wanting a good education and wanting to work hard and so forth and so on. And when you're sitting there in an airport terminal for 3 hours, or in my case, half the day, because you happen to be traveling when Delta decided to have a computer glitch. You've been hearing about refugees. You've been hearing about issues with refugees. You've been hearing about illegals. You've been hearing about all of these things and murder and rape, things of that nature, terrorists. And then CNN goes, no. That's all fictional. That's all nothing more than right-wing talking points. That's all chemtrail type stuff, Jade Helm talking points. No. The refugees are these girls. So you're sitting there in the airport terminal going, oh, yeah. Yeah. Those right wing crazies, those extremists. And my dad's like, look at talk radio. I go, what about talk radio? That's all conservative. That's bigger. I go, bigger than what? That's the biggest. I go, oh my God, Dad. Really? Yeah. And I said, oh, I can't. I'm done. We're gonna get into a fight all night about this. So even the hunchback of the right, Pat Sedal, said CNN's done. CNN's done. They blew any credibility they had when Trump came on the scene. They blew it. And they'll never be the same. They will never, ever recover from this. Trust me. They'll never, ever recover. Politics as a whole is never going to be the same again. Never going to be the same again. I said this a year ago. If the disgruntled right, if the SC Cups and the unhealthy Katie Packer and Tristan Stottermeyer and Ben Shapiro and Adam Lara, if they all think that in 3 months, win, lose, or draw, Trump's gone, we're never going to hear from him again, and business will go back to normal, they're in a fantasy land. They're delusional. Absolutely delusional. Because everything's changed. You're never going to go from this election cycle and everything that Trump has brought, good or bad, and then have a Mitt Romney, McCain, Governor O'Malley. It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. We're never going to go back. We're never going to go back. We're never going to go back. It's just not going to happen. Never, ever, ever going to go back. You can't. Not when we've gone this far. Not when we've gone this far. You can't. Look at anything in our society, technology, you name it. Once we make that move, once we make that step, you don't go back. CNN's never going to go back from being in the tank for Democrats, not just Hillary. Listen, well, I know we call her the Clinton News Network, but it's not just Hillary. It's Democrats. Anderson Cooper, Don Lemon, Dana Bash, Wolf Blitzer. These are people that were dancing with champagne at Hillary Clinton's acceptance speech for the nomination for the Democrats. Dana Bash, Wolf Blitzer, dancing it up. This is Don Lemon sitting in a jacuzzi tub on New Year's Eve, loaded out of his mind, talking about Kathy Griffin's breasts. Anderson Cooper doing man pyramids with Andy Cohen in some tropical gay island somewhere. What do you think after this election cycle? CNN's gonna move to the right? They're going to continue being what they are. And if Hillary's in the White House, they will push through every single idea she has, every single policy proposal, everything. And they will cover. They will cover anything that goes wrong. Because I predicted it, man, right from the start. If Hillary Clinton wins, she will not make it to the second term. She will not make it to the second term. We will have Tim Kaine. There will either be a scandal that forces her to resign, or there will be a major health crisis that puts her in the hospital, and Tim Kaine will be then president. I guarantee you. And this isn't being morbid. This isn't being, you know, conspiratorial. There's no chemtrails or Jade Helms here or Bigfoot or a Yeti. These are just facts. Clinton's entire life, Bill and Hillary, is involved in drama. You know those people, you know, that are just full of drama? You know that friend? It's just always drama. Hey, Bob, how you doing? Oh, you're never going to believe this. Yeah, go figure. I was driving my car. Okay, then I got a flat. And oh, wow. Hey, Carol, how you doing? Oh, you're never going to believe what happened. Oh, go figure. So, we all know that person. We all know that person. That's the Clintons. There's always something. Something always happens, and you say to them, is that it? And they go, uh-huh. And then like a month later, you find something else out. And they're like, what's the definition of is? So CNN will always be there to cover for her. They will always be there to cover for her. Remember. If they don't report it, if ABC doesn't report it, if MSNBC doesn't report it, if NBC doesn't report it, it did not happen. If the New York Times doesn't report it, the Washington Post doesn't report it, it did not happen. Like the riots in Milwaukee. People didn't know that happened. People didn't know that happened. Coverage of that now, round the clock, doesn't do anything for the Democrats. Doesn't do anything for the Democrats, especially when Trump's out there saying, hey, guys, all of you rioters, what have the Democrats done to help you? So no one covered it. So nobody really talked about it. Yeah, you heard little snippets, but it wasn't 12 hours of coverage. You didn't go to sleep watching buildings on fire and wake up to buildings on fire. You didn't see Don Lemon there covering his face because of the tear gas.
But all that stuff was happening.
It was all happening. This wasn't a mild riot. This wasn't mild looting. This was stuff just as good as the other riots, the other looting. When you're burning down gas stations, that's some good rioting. That's good TV rioting. No different than CVS or Rite Aid burning down. When cop cars are on fire, that's good rioting. It's not BS rioting. So they will always, always be there to cover. ABC will be there. I mean, you notice all this race stuff. You notice after the Hillary Clinton, Trump is a bigot, Trump is, a racist, Trump is this, Trump is that. You notice CNN and MSM, you notice the media, no one covered. No one covered all of the connections that the Clintons have to racist, bigoted people. Rather, it was Al Gore's dad. Rather, it was Bird. They didn't talk about Hillary Clinton's campaign against Barack Hussein Obama and all of the racial stuff that went down. And that they didn't talk about it. So it didn't happen. It didn't happen. So part of this CNN narrative and a whole bunch of other narratives were covered in The Observer. And I got to tell you, it's a great article. Google Observer.com. And the headline is Media Organizations Donate to the Clinton Foundation, then Downplay the Clinton Foundation Scandals. So you're never, ever, ever, you're never, ever going to hear about this stuff. CNN's not going to talk about it. NBC's not going to talk about it. And unless you're savvy, unless you are one of those people that want information and you've got time in the day to search for these types of things, you're not going to know about this. You're just not going to know about it. But it's a great article. It really is. Talks about Google, talks about how they scrubbed stories about Clinton's health. And we talked about that on here before. But they show examples. They even talk about the different organizations and how much money they've donated to the Clinton Foundation. I mean, it's quite an amazing article. It's a shame nobody will read it. It's a shame that it won't get covered on television. But it's a great article. But it's like I said before. Until Republicans, until the right stops worrying about some half-assed congressional seat in Minnesota or Maine or Mississippi until they stop listening to people like Mark Levin. And Mark Levin and him saying, we need a true constitutionalist candidate. When we do, we'll win. No. Like I said, it doesn't matter if you had Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio. What's going on now would still be going on. You think the media, you think CNN, you think MSNBC, you think NBC? You think they would have said, oh, you know what? Ted Cruz is a cool dude. Yeah, F Hillary. Yeah. You know, that Marco Rubio, he's cute. He's such a cutie pie. F Hillary. We're not going to cover for her anymore. We're not going to flood the airways with positive Hillary stories and negative Mark. Hey, come on. Told you, it's not just a Trump thing. It's a Republican thing. It's a Republican thing. So when my fellow Republicans and conservatives and people that aren't Democrats, when they finally realize, hey, we need to control the media. If we control the media, then it doesn't matter who is the congressman or congresswoman of whatever district or senator or whatever. We control the media. We have to control the media. We have to control programming. We have to be able to make television programs that have a conservative slant. And until we do those things, we're always going to lose. Until we do those things, we're always going to lose. Because Democrats, the extreme left, they have done exactly what the Nazis have done. They've done exactly what Russia is doing, what China is doing, what North Korea is doing, Cuba. They control the media. They control the message. If you control the message and you control the information, you control not just your country, but you control the world. And that's what the Democrats have done. While the Republicans worried about Michelle Bachmann or that other girl who practiced witchcraft, while Republicans worried about, we got to control the Congress, we got to get our people in there, and then we'll win. Yeah. Democrats said, you can have that, but we're going to have CNN. We're going to have ABC. We're going to have NBC. We're going to have Yahoo. We're going to have Google. We're going to have Twitter. We're going to have Facebook. We're going to have Instagram. We're going to have porn. We're going to have everything that the American people are juiced into. We're going to have entertainment. We're going to have sports. We're going to have everything. And we're going to pump out a message. And it doesn't matter if you control the Senate. It doesn't matter if you control the House. It doesn't matter. Absolutely doesn't matter. Because no matter what side that congressman, that senator, that governor is on, when the media is pounding him and pounding that issue, that congressman, that governor, that senator, that state legislature, they will go to whatever side that media is pounding. Plain and simple. If you have every aspect of the media and every information highway leading to you, and they're calling for your head if you don't go with A, guess what? You're going with A. Like we talked about in the beginning of the show, like I said to Catherine, these are jobs. Politics is a job. This BS that you hear, when they, I got into politics so I could help people. I wanted to make this country and this world a better place. Yeah. You're full of crap. It's a job. It's a job. And how many people want to lose their job? How many people want to do things in their job that has people upsetting them? If you're working at a huge company, do you want every day when you walk that front door to have people go, hey, what's up, scumbag? Hey, what's up, loser? Hey, what's up, dirtbag? Yeah, you're coming up on a review soon. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. So what do you do? Guys, what am I? Well, we want you to make our lunch an extra 5 minutes, really. So if I make your lunch an extra 5 minutes, you all stop calling me a scumbag? You all give me a good review? Yeah, okay, lunch is an extra 5 minutes. Hey, we love you. We love you. You did great. It's the same thing. So until Republicans go, Sheldon Adelson, Ricketts family, Rupert Murdoch. I know what you're saying. Rupert Murdoch? But that's Fox News. That's a sliver. It's a sliver. It's not like Fox is pumping out conservative-leaning programs. It's not like Fox is putting out conservative-style movies. They're not. Fox News is nothing more than a profit-making venture. That's all. Rupert Murdoch and the Murdoch family, they're not trying to change America. They're not trying to put us on a different course or a different path. They're not doing what NBC does. They're not doing what CNN does. They're not doing what Time Warner does. Liberals set out to change America, to change how people think. They specifically create programming to do that. They specifically create programming to change the United States of America and the world, for that matter. Or at least they try. And that's what Republicans need to do. That's what the rich Republicans need to do. they need to do what the Mark Zuckerbergs do and the George Soros do. They need to do that. Look at Twitter. Look at Dorsey. Who's his best friend? The Black Lives Matter leader. That DeVray. So you got the Black Lives Matter, that terrorist group, being best friends with the boss of Twitter. There. That's a mic drop, my friends. Mark Zuckerberg. Facebook. Scrubbing their news feed. Scrubbing conservative stories from their news feed. Jeff Bezos, Amazon, Washington Post. All of these people, all of these things haven't been around for 20 or 30 years. Bezos is new to the publishing business. Bezos knew that he couldn't be influential just selling dildos online and people's old shoes. He could be rich. He could be a billionaire, but you're not going to be influential. You're not going to have influence over the United States or the world. How do you do that? You got to own a newspaper. You got to own a TV network. Well, Amazon Prime, Amazon TV, and Washington Post. I mean, CNN is a, guys, if you have cable, you know, 200-300 channels, what basically everybody has, that's basically owned by CNN, Time Warner. Internet, Time Warner, CNN. Until we, as Republicans, smarten the F up, we're always, always going to be last in line. When you're worried about some congressman who's a constitutionalist and what he could do in Congress, and Democrats have CNN grubbing people's tweets and creating a message that gets out to the masses, we're always going to be last. All right, guys, it's the Rob Zicari Show. We're done for today, okay? We're done for today. We're out of here. We're going to see you guys tomorrow. My Periscope friends, hopefully you guys like the show. We'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget, go to the RobZicariShow.com. Go to our Twitter. Go to our Facebook. Go to Spreaker. Listen to the show. Enjoy the show. Get into the show. And we'll see you guys tomorrow. Again, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. You guys are the best. My audience is the best in the entire world. Woo! Later.